You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's sit at the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air. Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We got four shows to go, so we might as well kick some ass. Are you ready for that, Tony?
Absolutely.
And how about you, Mr. Buzzy Beamer?
Well, hey, let's just continue doing what we're doing, right?
Absolutely, positively. I did some target shooting over the weekend down the Southern Tier. Had a great time with good friends. The good part is his wife and my wife-to-be are great cooks. So we get shooting, target shooting. We're all having fun. Then we all eat a fabulous meal. So it's something to look forward to. Some program notes. First of all, let's see, which will be first. One, we have a new Facebook page. We still have the Sandy Beach Facebook page, and that's the Entercom one. That's the one that Buzzy monitors and the one that he quotes. We have a new one online called, cleverly enough, the new Sandy Beach Facebook page. All right? That's the personal one. That's the one after Entercom shuts down the regular one, which I expect them to do. When they shut that down, then you can go to the new Sandy Beach Facebook page. You got that, Beamer, in case people are confused?
Yes, yes, yes.
You can figure that out.
That
okay, good.
That one's explanatory.
The other is our friend Mike Randall from Channel 7 is going to cut an interview with me. I don't know who's a prettier TV face, me or Randall, but it's the only interview I've accepted. So we'll do that. We're going to do it, I think, Wednesday. So it'll probably be on I don't think they'll get it done by Wednesday night. So my guess is Thursday, Friday maybe. That'll be on Channel 7. So there's a couple of things. Meanwhile, what kind of weekend you guys have? How about you, Tony, first?
Let's see. I went to cut my lawn on Saturday. Hadn't done that in a few weeks, thanks to the fact that the lawn hadn't been growing. And just my luck, I opened up the garage door. At least I tried to open up the garage door and discovered the cable and wheels had fallen off the track. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be a great time.
That thing's going to kill you, man.
It is. Nikki goes, Dad, good thing you didn't rip your arms apart again.
Yeah, really? It nearly ruined you before. So now you got to get somebody to either fix it or replace it or something.
Yeah, I'm going to get it replaced eventually.
Yeah, you should.
It's a pain in the butt, you know, when you now I got to hold it open with one hand and then reach in, grab the handlebar of the lawnmower with the other and pull it out. So, yeah, it's inconvenience.
I don't know. When your garage door becomes, quote, a pain in the butt, I think you need new tracking system for it.
Yeah. Hey, is Hamburg going to have their contest?
Yeah, it's not supposed to be anywhere near your butt. Meanwhile, Beamer always has the most exciting weekends. Ooh. Of the three of us. He probably ran a 100K somewhere and then did some skydiving and water rafting down rapids. What'd you do this weekend?
I have yet to do skydiving, even though my friend Nick Calandra is skydives every weekend, and I've always, it depends. I have to be in the mood. Sometimes I say, I really want to do this, and then I think about it and say, yeah, you know, I'm good just being down on ground. But weekend was good. You know, a baseball started. Now it looks like it's quickly going to end with the Miami Marlins having 14 players test positive for COVID-19. We'll see where that goes. So it was fun to watch baseball, getting the swing of, you know, some normal sports activity. But beside that, Sandy, really laid low this weekend. Next Saturday, I actually have a 5K Saturday night at Freedom Run Winery that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, that'll be good. I heard the interview with Joe Salen. Joe and Anita came on one of our trips with us, and we went to their anniversary party at Salen's. I'm hooked on Salen's. I always have been. But they're very nice people, and I'm glad they're going to get the extra publicity. Let me ask you this about the Jays. Do the Jays have any really hot all-star players, or are they just an okay team?
The Rays have some up-and-coming players that have played here through Buffalo, and of course, the name is escaping me. I can picture him like he's sitting right in front of me. Their best player. Oh, this is embarrassing.
Tony, do you know who their best player is?
No, I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
This kind of answers my question, then.
No, it's actually, this is really sad because it's.
Somebody send it in. Help Buzzy. Give Buzzy a lifeline.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
Buzzy must know who's the hottest player on the Toronto baseball team. Who is the hottest player? Give us a name, quick. We need a name.
This is really sad.
Type it out. This is really sad. Poor Buzzy being hung out to dry like this. Our sports figure, our expert maven. Got anything yet, Bernie? No, nobody sent anything on your screen?
Anyway,
well, I guess they don't have a star player.
They have up-and-coming players that have played in Buffalo. I guess that's the cool thing, that they come back here. But remember, the Blue Jays players didn't want to come to Buffalo. So the players that had played in that stadium did not want to come to Buffalo. They had been here before. But
you know why? They probably all left girlfriends behind.
But, you know, Brian and I were talking about this before the show. It's going to be cool when you turn it on the first time and say, wow, look, there's Buffalo. And then, that's it.
All right. And, hey, I have a newfound popularity. I'm coming home Saturday morning, and I flick on BEN, being the loyal BEN employee, temporary as it may be, and there I am. They're running my show with Lauren Fix. That's Saturday. Sunday night, I go to put my headphones on, so I'm going to snooze for the night, and I'm on then. I'm very much demand. What, is somebody's tape break or something? How come they're running me on Saturday?
I don't know. Well, why shouldn't they? Should be running 24-hour marathon.
Well, that would be good, a countdown. What do you think, Buzz?
That is great. I like when I turn on Saturday or Sunday night the station and it's replaying us. That's always fun. It's Vlad Guerrero Jr. That's really embarrassing that I couldn't. He is one of the best. Was one of the best prospects when he played in Buffalo, okay. And now one of the best up and coming in Toronto. So he is a must watch player. And now with the expanded playoffs, you actually do have a chance for the Blue Jays to be in the playoffs. But again, and I talked about this on Friday. There are positives. Of course, we're happy for Salen's getting all the pub. We're happy for the two hotels that are getting the extra business that they've been losing. And the one restaurant that's going to cater. Of course, there's positives. But then again, you look at the first team they're playing are the Miami Marlins. And right now, they're quarantined in Philadelphia with 14 players having COVID-19.
So you're telling us the Sleepy Bear is going to be sold out for the whole season now?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. Tony, you've been a sleepy bear, haven't you?
Really, I am a sleepy bear.
It's really near the stadium, too.
Yeah.
It'd be easy. Get a bargain rate at the sleepy bear.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break, shall we? On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. All right, now, a couple of days ago, we had Lauren Fix on, the car expert, the car guru, and she told us that she has an apartment in New York City because she does a lot of business out of there. And I said, how's that going? She said, well, not too great. The business manager for the where she lives told her, no, don't even bother to come here now. So you can imagine what you pay for any kind of an apartment in New York City, and you can't even go there. So I'd like to know, under what conditions would you go to New York? First of all, I'll ask my guys. I know Tony probably doesn't go to or want to go to New York very often. We'll start with you, Tony.
You know, there are parts of New York City. I've been to New York City once before and did the New Year's Eve at Times Square thing. But there is a part that I want to go to. Jack Cummings, our good friend, he's constantly sending me pictures from Little Italy, the different places that you eat, you know, this bakery and that one, and really looks good. So I wouldn't mind visiting that someday, but not now. There's no chance that I would even think about going
there.
Oh,
it looks like a crime scene.
Yeah.
I saw some postings. Comparing it to a war scene, and it looks exactly the same. So I would be in no rush to go to New York under any circumstances. Okay, how about you, Buzzy?
I just want to say I'm still really embarrassed I couldn't think of Vlad Guerrero Jr., but, you know, it was 250 days without baseball.
Well, he did call me and said, can you mention my name?
Yeah.
That kid doesn't know me.
His feelings were hurt, you
it's
know.
It's really yeah. embarrassing. And as someone who's now read through the MLB preview twice because there were two different opening days, I'm embarrassed. So I just wanted to say that. You know, right now...
It won't be the last time. I've spent a career being embarrassed. Go ahead.
Right now, I'd probably stay as far away. You know, I mean, I'd still like to be able to go to New York around Christmas time. But right now, I have no interest going, actually leaving anywhere right now, but especially New York.
Christmas in New York this year. Maybe they'll attack Santa Claus and get his gifts.
I hope not.
And run away. Can you see the looters grabbing Santa's bag? And reaching in there and knocking over a few elves on the way, and then running away with their goodies under the tree. What a warm feeling I have for that. Yeah. How about going? The only thing better than that is, how about going there for New Year's Eve? A million people standing around in Times Square. That's so ideal for looters and thugs and stuff.
Well, I don't think that'll happen this year.
Now, the next one might annoy some people. It might anger some people, but what the hell? I only got 4 days left. I mean, what are they going to do, fire me? So here is the question. I've even framed it like this. Without lying, how do you justify being a liberal? Okay, without lying. Because the truth is, when I frame this question, I honestly, you know, I've been in debates with people and whatever, and sometimes you're on one side. You can see some part of what they're talking about. But liberalism, I can't see at all. I don't understand. There's got to be something in liberalism that makes you think it's justified. I don't think there is. But if you have one, without lying now, without just making something up, tell me why you think you can justify. Not that you have to justify to me, but you have to justify to yourself. Certainly. Okay? So how do you justify being a liberal? I don't think I could be a liberal in a million years. Could you be a liberal, Tony?
No. It's just not in my DNA.
No.
I have a theory about liberalism, at least with some, is that it comes out of jealousy. Jealousy of the CEO making big money and they're not. Yeah. They can't understand why they're only making what they are, and they're looking at people making this. And so I think a lot of it is out of jealousy.
Well, when Barack Obama was giving speeches, every speech had as its underlying deal that how come they have something you don't have? And then you'd actually hear ludicrous comparisons. How come the parking lot attendant doesn't make nearly what the CEO makes. I mean, that was serious. That was one of the things that they talked about. How the hell do you make comparisons like that? There's value added to each and every job. It's not that he is a better guy than you are. It's just his job is more important to the company than your job. Or he has more responsibility than you have. There's a lot of reasons why somebody makes more money than you do. That's the bottom line. But I don't understand how, without lying, how you can say that you are a liberal and it's justified. I don't get it at all. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can also go to our text board, which is 716-803-0930. You can go to our Facebook page, which is the company Facebook page, Entercom. But now we have a Sandy Beach personal Facebook page, which we never had before. It's called, the new Sandy Beach Facebook page. All right, you can post anything you want on there. We just set it up this morning, so we haven't posted much in there. But I have a feeling there, before all is said and done, there'll be more stuff in there, okay? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Those are the questions. We're waiting for you to participate on Beach & Company.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back with Beach & Company. I am looking at the newest picture of our cat-to-be soon. We don't have her. Anya. She's a Bengal. She's a baby Bengal. She's still a little too much of a baby for us to get her yet, but we'll be getting her soon. She is so gorgeous. And in this picture, she's looking right at the camera, and her eyes are looking probably at the photographer. And you get a look at some of the stripes that are on her arms and the stripes that are on her head just above her nose. And she's sitting next to a bowl of food, and she looks so beautiful, Bernie. Wow. She's going to blend right in with Lucy and Ethel. It's on your new page. And it's on my new page. If you want to see it, it's the new Sandy Beach Facebook page. You will see that picture of Anya. She is gorgeous. Now, we're asking three questions. Let's see. Under what conditions would you go to New York City? Right now, first of all, now there's no Broadway, okay? A lot of the stores are boarded up with razor wire. It looks like a crime zone. I short of having to go to New York, I don't know why anybody would choose to do it now. I can't even send an emissary down to get bagels. It's so bad. Last time I did, I sent two people down, including Bernadette, to get fabulous bagels, but I'm not doing that now. Also, would you homeschool your kids if the school tax was refunded to you? And the last one, without lying, how do you justify being a liberal? I'd like to know. Okay, let's go to line one. That would be Bill in Eden. Bill, you're on WBEN.
I'm line one, and I'm bringing my A game to you, Sandy.
Oh, I can hardly wait, Bill.
I saw something, I'll get right to your questions, but I saw something humorous on Friday. I don't know if you had seen this. It was on Twitter that was, I have a joke, was the topic that was trending on Twitter on Friday.
Okay.
So it was prompting users to offer up one-line witticisms. So when one user tweeted, I have a Charles Manson joke and it kills, Monica Lewinsky actually offered her own take, and she said, quote, I have an intern joke and it, never mind. End quote. So to get to your questions here, how would I go to New York City is the first one.
Yeah, would you go to New York City under most circumstances now?
I think the conditions that I would require would be, first of all, David Bellavia would have to be governor. We'd have to have maybe Bernie Carrick as the police commissioner and someone else as the mayor of New York City, maybe Mayor Giuliani again, or maybe someone like Patrick Gallivan, you know, a former police guy.
I'd like to have Bellavia as my bodyguard along with his squad.
Yeah.
Battle ready.
I don't think under any circumstances I'd be going back to New York City. And I'm thinking, what's going to happen on New Year's Eve? If you remember what happened like in Germany in 2015, 2016, who knows if it would be something terrible like that on New Year's Eve.
Okay. Would you homeschool your kids if you got your school money, your school tax refunded to you?
I'd probably consider that. And you get the benefit that your kids don't get indoctrinated with stuff that, you know,
true.
Others are going in the public school. So there's that.
That is true. Okay, the last one. How would you justify, without lying, how would you justify being a liberal? Because to be honest with you, I really don't get it. I don't get why people would be a liberal.
I couldn't be a liberal, Sandy, and I think it was Dr. Michael Savage that said, and he has a book maybe by this title, he said liberalism is a mental disorder. And I think Tony was on mark there when he was saying something about jealousy, because I think it's a way to destabilize in long-term a society. And there was a quote that I saw that was kind of interesting. It said, I remember when envy was one of the seven deadly sins, and nowadays it goes by its new name, social justice.
Yeah, that is obviously, if you live in a nice house, you're a target. If you work in a nice area where you work is a target, they go after anything and everybody that's accomplished anything. In other words, there's no respect for you. And this goes for minorities as well. There's no respect for you if you've accomplished something. If you're a bum, and you don't succeed at anything, and you don't care, and you're running through the front window of the appliance store with a huge TV set, you're a hero.
Well,
so they've tried to reverse that whole scenario.
To say something nice about it, true liberalism, classical liberalism, probably like something that, I guess, Steve Cohen, the attorney at Hogan Willig, a classical liberal, it's someone that wants, you know, lots of good things for lots of people. So you're probably a very good-hearted person. That's why, you know, to take advantage of people with good hearts, they appeal to that particular aspect. So you want something good for everybody, then you're a classical liberal. But the way that it's become today, it's almost like, well, I see that Sandy and Tony and Joe are working, and that's good, but I don't really want to work, and I want to take advantage of what they have. So I want their wealth to be redistributed to me, and I want to elect people that are going to bring in lots of other people who think like me so that we can outvote them and get our way.
You got that right, and I think the classical people who are envious would be like Hollywood. They make so much money. They know what they do for a living, okay? There's a certain amount of guilt in there. So they figure they can kind of tamp down the guilt by coming out as classic liberals and wanting more and more for people who haven't made it yet. Now, there's different kinds of people who haven't made it. Some of them have definite liabilities, and some are just damn lazy. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for line one. Let's take a break, and then we'll be back with more with Beach & Company, News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony, you just told me that Scott Westermeyer was born in Lunenburg.
That's what I'm hearing.
Now, there's more than one Lunenburg. There's Lunenburg in Canada. There is a Lunenburg. There's one in Europe. But the only Lunenburg here, I think, is in Massachusetts, and that's where I was born. I was born in the next town, but I grew up in Lunenburg. Only 8,000 people there. And once you told me that he was born there, I hope he wasn't one of the kids we roughed up in school. Because we used to do that just for fun, you know? Because I wouldn't want to have him with a drill in his hand.
No, you don't want that.
You know, you don't want to say, remember me. Don't you hate it when people do it to me all the time? I'm sure they do it to you guys, too. Do you remember me? And that is the worst thing to ask a public person because you don't remember everybody. I think my brain works like, okay, I'm introduced to Joe Schmo. If I think I'm going to meet Joe Schmo again, I'll put Joe Schmo's name in my memory bank. Oh, hi, it's Joe Schmo. How are you? If I think that I'm just meeting him one time and then he's going to go that way, I'm going this way. I don't recognize his name the next time I see him if he asks. How about you guys? Do you remember everybody's name?
No, I'm terrible with names. If I don't say your name every day, I'm probably going to forget it soon after.
I remember by association, name associated with something else. How about you, Buzzy?
You could tell me your name, and 10 minutes later, I could forget it because, you know, okay, I want to introduce myself. Yes, I'm so-and-so, you're so-and-so. But then usually a conversation goes off and I'm more concentrated on what we're talking about that the name just goes over my head.
If you want people to remember your name, you got to do something unusual. Put your hand out and say, hello, I'm Walt Disney. and they'll remember that. They'll remember some moron said he was Walt Disney. Was his head frozen? No. Well, then it wasn't Walt Disney.
It was melting as we were talking.
Yeah, it was melting. His chin was dripping into my popsicle. I hope it was his chin. You got to do that to be remembered.
I just want to go somewhere where everyone will know my name.
Well, let's go to Cheers.
There you go.
You know, there is something about that. I mentioned that on the air a couple of days ago. I had a nice conversation with Dominic on his show on Saturday when we were on our way to the Southern Tier. Very nice. Dominic's a great guy. He's been around a long time. Good family business, good family man. And I tried to keep it upbeat, but it was a little sad saying goodbye to the people I've worked with in one way, shape, or form. For 23 years. It's not easy. But we had a lot of fun. And I think we got a few laughs, too. I was put on hold. You know, it's one thing we put people on hold and they drop off after like an hour. And we go, what's the matter with them? Look, they dropped off. Well, they were on for an hour. Well, it doesn't matter. They should have hung on. That's how we are now. But when you're on the other end, I was on hold for, 13 minutes and 43 seconds to a man who had a woodpecker problem. And I'm thinking, boy, has my stock fallen at Entercom. I used to have my own show, and my name meant something. And now, pathetically, I'm on hold desperately waiting to go on the air while they give advice to a man with a woodpecker problem. I hope he had a problem that was a woodpecker. and he didn't actually have a woodpecker.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, because that slivers would be terrible. I don't know what doctor you would see. Plus, your dating life is forget it.
Well, no, you
there'll
can't.
Never be a second date. I can tell you that.
No.
I'm feeling good today. Let's do an extra hour. Okay. Let's see. I don't know where I am. I'm over here.
You're over there. We're
I'm
here.
Over here. You're over there. Let's go to line two. Gordon in Niagara Falls. Gordon, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Gordon. Call me Sandy. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, best wishes for you in your incoming adventures.
Okay, thank you.
I have no desire. I've never been to New York City. No interest in going there, and I have no children. I'm a little ticked at the way that the tax structure is set up. I've been paying school taxes for 40 years. I have no kids. But every time they want to build a new soccer field or get some band instruments or whatever, my tax goes up.
Yeah, they knock on your door. That's right.
Exactly. And it's just like, I live alone, and the guy next door's got six kids, and he pays,
That's the unfair. School tax has always been unfair. They have never come up with a better way to do it. Yeah, your neighbor's got six kids. He pays the same school tax as you, and you have no kids. And your property assessment is about the same. It's really unfair. So you wouldn't go to New York. The tax thing is totally out of kilter. How could you justify being a liberal is the third question.
Let's call me an independent. I'm going to be a Trump voter, but something is wrong here and needs to be addressed. And like I said, that's my two cents.
Okay, thank you for your two cents. We're going to add it to the jug there. Thank you. Thanks for the call. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And Mr. Buzzy, what do you got there for a couple of Facebooks?
All right, let's go about, without lying, how does one justify being a liberal? This one's pretty popular on Facebook. Nancy, who's a top fan, says Obama convinced them that those who have more wealth have achieved it by screwing over those that have less. So this entitles them to others' property. Pretty much, liberals believe if they have it, I deserve it.
Yeah, and I think that's a good explanation. I don't buy that at all. I believe in helping people, but in a different way. I believe in helping them make a more productive life by maybe giving them tips to a trade, helping them find a job, doing things like that. I think making your own way and succeeding has a great more gratitude than artificially being upped on the corporate ladder. And now some of them obviously inherit it, but most of them don't. Most of them work hard for it, and even those that inherit it sometimes work hard for it. So it's a bad thought process. We'll be back with more Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.